Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll be discussing a recent study on watermelon lines and their responses to low-light stress. This research is particularly relevant because, with changes in global weather patterns, low-light conditions are increasingly affecting crop growth. In regions where weather extremes are more common, understanding how plants like watermelon cope with low light can help us enhance agricultural productivity. The study focuses on two watermelon inbred lines, HI25, which is known for its low light tolerance, and DQ22, which is more sensitive to low light. The researchers compared how these two varieties fared under low light conditions, specifically at 60 micromoles per square meter per second, versus normal light conditions of 200 micromoles per square meter per second. First, let's look at the findings. During the experiment, they observed significant differences between the two lines in terms of growth. Both HI25 and DQ22 experienced inhibited shoot and root development under low light, but the DQ22 line suffered much more severely. While HI25 showed moderate reductions in plant height and biomass, DQ22 displayed dwarfism and other signs of stress, including chlorosis, which is yellowing of the leaves. When it came to photosynthesis, an essential process for plant growth, the differences were striking. DQ22 had a greater decrease in parameters like net photosynthetic rate and chlorophyll content compared to HY25. For instance, the photosynthetic efficiency, measured by PSII efficiency, dropped significantly in DQ22 but remained relatively stable in HY25. This suggests that HI25 has mechanisms to maintain photosynthetic function even when light conditions are less than optimal. In terms of biochemical responses, DQ22 accumulated more harmful reactive oxygen species, which can lead to cell damage, while HI25 showed increased activity of antioxidant enzymes that help protect against such damage. Additionally, HY25 retained more carbohydrates and proteins under stress conditions, allowing it to sustain better overall health and growth despite the low light. The study employed various methods of analysis, including morphological assessments, photosynthetic measurements, biochemical assays, and even RNA sequencing. Notably, the transcriptome analysis revealed thousands of differentially expressed genes, granting insight into the genetic and physiological basis behind the low-light tolerance exhibited by HY25. The authors also identified key pathways involved in photosynthesis and auxin metabolism, important hormones that regulate growth. They found that in HI25, several genes related to light harvesting complexes and carbon fixation were more actively expressed compared to DQ22. This genetic response may enhance HY25's ability to utilize available light more efficiently, particularly under challenging conditions. However, while the findings are significant, some critiques do arise. One strength of the study is its methodological transparency. The authors provided clear details about their experimental setup, which enables reproducibility. They also used appropriate statistical methods to analyze the data, which lends credibility to their findings. On the flip side, concerns about data accessibility have been raised. Although supplementary material is mentioned, specific details regarding public access were lacking. Furthermore, while the authors did an excellent job in integrating transcriptomic analysis with physiological outcomes, there was little connection drawn to bioimaging, a field that could offer valuable insights into plant responses to stress. In conclusion, this study sheds light on the physiological and molecular mechanisms underlying low light tolerance in watermelons. By making strides in understanding how these plants adapt, the research lays the groundwork for developing varieties that can thrive under adverse conditions. As we face the uncertainties of climate change, this work is a crucial step towards ensuring food security. Remember, science is always evolving, and the insights from this study could help improve crop resilience, ultimately benefiting agriculture and food production worldwide. Thank you for joining us today on SciBud. Keep exploring, stay curious, and we'll catch you in the next episode.